This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A quick detour into aerodynamics by way of setting up this next story. When air gets really, really hot, like 120 degrees hot, it gets less dense. The air molecules are actually farther apart, which means two things for the air-traveling public in the Southwest United States this week. One, your plane is going to have to go faster to generate enough airflow over its wings to get enough lift to get off the ground. But also, number two, the engines on those planes are going to be able to generate less thrust. Or, as American Airlines out of Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport puts it, your flight is canceled, or if you're lucky, just delayed. It is literally too hot to fly. And with the planet only getting warmer, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports delayed or canceled flights are just the tip of the economic consequences.
Flight cancellations due to heat, like the ones in Phoenix today, are pretty rare. But behind the scenes, airlines regularly make weight adjustments for heat. Billy Nolan is with Airlines for America, the industry trade group.
Almost on any day, there's some sort of weight restriction in the summertime just due to the temperatures and the length of the runway, which is another component of this performance calculation.
So maybe a plane will carry a little less fuel or a little less cargo to compensate. With rising global temperatures, other businesses may have to compensate too.
The big economic impact is reduced labor productivity.
Kate Gordon works with the Risky Business Project, which looks at the economic effects of climate change.
Any kind of outdoor activity, transportation, construction, anything manufacturing that's outside, we're going to see that kind of reduced labor productivity and potentially just inability to work during the day.
She expects to see some of those jobs moving to nighttime shifts in the future to beat soaring temperatures. More frequent heat waves could also affect the agriculture sector and the energy grid. John Riley is with the MIT Joint Program on the Science and Policy of Global Change.
We're also concerned a bit about large transformers in the grid. Older ones are very vulnerable to high heat and could kind of go down and cause a major outage of electricity.
As in blackouts, just when you need your air conditioning the most. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.